The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Samuel Issa. In the headlines, fire guts two containers of tires at Abosilkai. Stakeholders in media remind Ghanaians of constitutional obligation in payment of TV license fee. Self-styled medical doctor jailed 12 years by Accra Circuit Court. And U.S. President Obama to address African Union in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. The news in detail. Fire has gutted two containers full of tires at Abosokai opposite the central mosque. The fire started around 7 p.m. However, with the swift intervention of the Ghana National Fire Service, the situation was brought under control within 2 hours. The PRO of the Ghana National Fire Service, Prince Biliana Glatte, cautioned the public to switch off their electrical appliances after close of work. We'll bring you more on this story shortly. Deputy Minister of Water Resources, Works and Housing, Samson Ahe, has challenged MMDAs to step up supervision of individuals and organizations putting up structures in their jurisdiction. He also implored individual developers to hire the services of professionals when building structures. Mr. Ahe's comments follows the collapse of a three-story building at Cantonment, which claimed 3 lives. He spoke to Agatha Samoa on Behind the News.
One way of solving it is to call on the various MMDAs to ensure that the laws as we have today are fully implemented and enforced without compromising the quality, and also to call on developers, those who are putting up houses, to engage qualified professionals so that the output of whatever they will come up with will be something which will guarantee our safety. But so long as we rely on the unskilled people, I mean the apprentices who construct houses, so long as we don't engage the services of the professionals, such as the structure engineer, who will be able to indicate the right quantity of materials needed, we will find ourselves in this problem. And so the advice is that let's try as much as possible to engage professionals, particularly when we are putting up structures such as storage buildings, so that we can assure the quality of the houses after construction.
Deputy Minister of Water Resources, Works and Housing, Samson Ahe. Major stakeholders in the media have unanimously agreed to the payment of the revised TV license fee effective Saturday, 1st August. Citing constitutional provision to buttress their point, the stakeholders say the collection of the TV license fee has a historical and legal basis that cannot be relegated to the background on the altar of emotions and economic difficulties. They have therefore charged Ghanaians to see the payment as one of the numerous constitutional obligations they are required to religiously obey in the interest of the nation. The stakeholders made the appeal at a forum organized by the Graphic Communications Group Limited on the payment of TV license in Accra. Our team of correspondents, Ibrahim Kwating, Rosalind Ganyaglo, and Antoinette Abba, have filed this report.
The review of the TV license fee has generated debate in a section of the media with varied opinions. Unfortunately, many of those who do not see the need for the review seem to be oblivious of the constitutional requirement mandating the state broadcaster to duly collect the fees and possibly review it from time to time. The argument for those who oppose the payment, unfortunately, has been skewed to the fact that not all viewers of television watch the state broadcaster. Since the debate generated much public interest, it appears GBC has been doing most of the talking on the need to sensitize the public on its statutory obligation. To engender an informed discussion of the issue is what informed the Graphic Communications Group Limited to bring together major stakeholders in the media at a forum to present an intellectual discourse on the need to pay TV license fee. Stakeholders at the forum, the National Media Commission, NMC, the Ghana Independent Broadcasters Association, GIBA, the Graphic Communications Group Limited, and the CEO of the Ghana Institute of Public Policy Options, Dr. Charles Rekubobi, added their voices in support of the state broadcaster for the collection of the review TV license fee. The Director General of GBC, Major Albert Donchebe, citing a tall list of authoritative sources on the need for the payment of TV license, was not happy that TV license, unlike other statutory fees, has not received the needed adjustment over the years. The situation, he said, has adversely affected the delivery of quality service broadcasting.
The key criteria for determining whether a broadcaster qualifies to carry the title public service include the following. 1. Universality. The public service broadcaster must be accessible to all citizens throughout the country. 2. Diversity. The services offered should be diverse in terms of programming, audience, and the subject covered. 3. Independence. The public service broadcaster must be a forum where ideas should be expressed freely and information, opinions, criticisms circulate without hindrance. 4. Distinctiveness. The service provided by the public service broadcaster must be significantly distinguishable from that of other broadcasting services. 5. Governance. The public must be directly or indirectly involved in the appointment of its governing board. 6. Is the funding model. Many commentators have made the case that a true test of a public service broadcaster is its funding model and how independent that model is from governmental control and manipulation, as well as commercial pressures and enticements. The real differences determining whether a public service broadcaster is good, bad, or ugly is the kind of funding model upon which the broadcaster depends.
Major Abedon Chebi said though the TV license law has been in existence since 1966, the impression is being created as if it is a new law being pushed down the throats of Ghanaians. He said as a state broadcaster, GBC is mandated by law to ensure its 32 transmitting stations cover the length and breadth of the country. In line with this responsibility of providing public service broadcasting, the situation, he said, has resulted to the starving of the corporation of the needed funds to effectively carry out its mandate.
The TV license fee is not levied because a family watches GTV or any particular station's programs. It is a license for installing or using a TV receiving set. Section 1+1 of the law is very precise and clear. It is not a new law and has not been smuggled into existence in 2015. The law has always existed. The fee had not been revised since 1991 at the rate of 30 pesos per year since 1966. TV license fees are the most effective means of funding public service broadcasting in all countries with successful, efficient public service broadcasters. Government support for GBC, which I hear mentioned every day, is only in respect of salaries. Salaries. Staff collect their salaries in the bank and take them home. Every other activity in GBC is funded from internally generated funds. Our operational, logistics, administrative expenses are funded with internally generated funds, which are definitely woefully inadequate. GBC, unlike private stations, cannot pick and choose where we should site stations. We have 32 transmitting stations across the landmass of Ghana as mandated by law, and all these stations must run.
The Executive Secretary of the National Media Commission, George Sapon, said the only way to effectively insulate GBC from government control to enable the corporation to fulfill its mandate of providing quality public service broadcasting is for it to be fully funded in order not to fall into the trappings of any government. He said though he understands the frustration of the private media with regards to GBC benefiting hugely from the TV license, since a bigger and vibrant GBC will automatically eat into its market, the law, he said, should not be sacrificed on the altar of their business interests.
You can secure a public service broadcasting system only by insulating them from pressure. And there are two identified pressures: politics, commercial. We all know the dangers of political institutions controlling any public institution, particularly media or in broadcasting. So when the Constitution enjoins National Media Commission under Article 167C to insulate the state-owned media from governmental control, the word insulate must be understood to be a coded expression for three key things. One is the mandate of the institution. Two is the governance of the institution. Three is the funding of the institution.
The president of GIPA, Kwesi Achiman, stressed the need to empower the state broadcaster to fulfill its constitutional mandate. He, however, underscored the need for the association to be consistently given a slice of the cake for capacity building and other forms of support, since its members also provide various forms of public service broadcasting.
If we just sit down and say, because They also have some commercial activities on air. We shouldn't fund it. Then we are belittling the question. Because there are so many areas that as independent broadcasters we do not cover. And so we need a strong public service broadcaster. And that strong public service broadcaster cannot go up in hand to the Ministry of Communication or to the Ministry of Finance with a budget. And then the minister will say, take this item out, this line item we cannot fund, and expect to be independent. If you all want the public service broadcaster to be truly insulated and independent, then this is the way to go. That we insulate them from that direct funding that government provides to a public ownership, where we all know that our levies or our taxes are going in there and we have a say. As private broadcasters, this is not the first time we are providing public service or we are being funded by some level of public funds, if I should put it that way.
For his part, the chief executive of Ghana Institute of Public Policy Options, Dr. Charles Reku Brube, said he has never been against the collection of TV license by the state broadcaster. He was of the view that since LI-226 does not provide a sharing formula for the proceeds of the TV license, his understanding is that instead of giving GEBA a percentage of the proceeds for work he believes does not warrant payment, GBC should not advance a peso to GEBA, but should rather use monies realized to support its operations.
Because of my experience at Ghana 50 GEBA, that I'm vehemently opposed to money going to GEBA. It's an association of private business people. According to each business website, it says it is there to promote the interest of the individual members. I don't want to be seen as being charged a fee by the association of shop bar owners or the association of any kind of private enterprise. That is quite different from saying that there may be funds set aside in the reality of a mixed broadcasting regime and the acceptance that most of us are gravitating towards private broadcasting, that public broadcasting or public information or public education may be best exemplified or amplified on private broadcasters. But that fund not need go to GEBA. It can be a fund administered daily by the NMC because we again need to insulate it from political control.
The managing director of Graphic Communications Group Limited, Ken Ashigbe, said the unanimous decision by the major stakeholders on the collection of TV license represents a significant milestone in efforts by the state broadcaster to project its vision of becoming a formidable public service broadcaster that will fully serve the needs of the public. The director of newspapers, Yabodwa Ebuafo, called for intensified public education to disabuse the minds of the public about the misinformation that has been sent out on the TV license fee.
That report was filed by Ibrahim Kwatin, Rosalind Ganyaglu, and Antoinette Abba. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. The major stories. Fire got two containers of tires at Abosokai. Stakeholders in media remind Ghanaians of constitutional obligation in payment of TV license fee. Self-styled medical doctor jailed 12 years by Accra Circuit Court, and U.S. President Obama to address African Union in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. Do stay tuned. Welcome back. A self-styled medical doctor, Kofi Adjumanvia, who defrauded some traders at the Kantamantu market in Accra, has been jailed 12 years by an Accra Circuit Court. Adjumanvia collected 5,000 CDs from each of the four complainants under the pretext of helping them medically to overcome their infertility problem. The convict told the complainant that he was a gynecologist at Lister Hospital in Accra. He further administered some drugs on them and also gave them injected and discharged a 40-year-old driver, Peter Tovinaku, who was accused of pouring acid on his friend during an argument over the election petition hearing in 2013. The judge, Francis Obri, found him innocent because the evidence adduced did not link Tovinaku to the crime. He said there is no doubt that the crime was committed, but Tovinaku cannot be held for it. The court took the decision following evidence by a prosecution witness, who also sustained some acid burns, that the driver did not commit the offense, and named one Samuel Obingesi, who is currently at large, as the culprit. According to facts presented in court, in August 2013, the complainant was weeding a parcel of land when Tovineku and Jesse approached him and asked his opinion on the election petition then pending at the Supreme Court. The complainant retorted that they should leave him alone and let peace prevail in the country. But his response did not go down well with the suspect and his accomplice, who left the scene in anger. Hours later, Tovineku and Jesse returned to the complainant, who was still working on the land, to engage him in a hot argument with the intention of forcing him to declare his stand on the election petition hearing. The complainant then asked them to leave the area, and this further provoked the two, resulting in the acid attack on him. U.S. President Barack Obama is due to address the African Union in Ethiopia's capital Addis Ababa on the last day of his trip to East Africa. He is the first U.S. leader to deliver a speech to the 54-member body, with security and action against terrorism likely to dominate the agenda. Mr. Obama yesterday praised Ethiopia as an outstanding partner in taking on militant Islamists. He said Ethiopia has weakened the Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Shabaab group in Somalia. The U.S. president was speaking after talks with Ethiopia's Prime Minister Haile Mariam Desalegn during the first ever visit by a U.S. president to the East African state. He also called on Mr. Haile Mariam to improve Ethiopia's record on human rights and good governance. Envoys from all 28 NATO countries are to hold an emergency meeting to discuss Turkey's campaign against the Islamic State IS group and Kurdish militants. The meeting in Brussels was called by Turkey, which has become involved in the Syrian conflict in recent days. The country, which had previously been reluctant to intervene, has launched the raids against IS in Syria and Kurdish PKK guerrillas in northern Iraq. The strikes followed a wave of attacks by militants on Turkish soil. Turkey, a key NATO member, called today's meeting of the North Atlantic Council under Article 4 of the Alliance's founding treaty. It's only the fifth time in the Alliance history that a member state has requested such a meeting. Turning to the main points again. Fire last night gutted two containers of tires at Abosoka in Accra. It is not clear what might have caused the fire, which started around 7 p.m. Speaking to Radio Ghana at the scene, the PRO of the Ghana National Fire Service, Prince Billy Anaglete, cautioned the public to switch off the electrical appliances after close of work to avoid such disasters. Stakeholders in media have unanimously agreed on the need for increased funding for the GBC. They say one of the main sources of funding is through the payment of TV license fees. Speaking at a forum organized by Graphic Communications Group Limited in Accra on the payment of TV license, the four speakers, the Director General of GBC, Major Albert Donchebi, the President of GIBA, Akwesi Ejimang, Dr. Charles Rekubrobi, and the Executive Secretary of NMC, George Sapong, that it is a constitutional obligation and must be adhered to. A self-styled medical doctor, Kofi Adjumandria, who defrauded some traders at the Kantamantu market in Accra, has been jailed 12 years by an Accra Circuit Court. Adjumandria, who claims he was a gynecologist at Leicester Hospital in Accra, collected 5,000 cedis from each of the four complainants under the pretext of helping them medically to overcome their infertility problem. And President Barack Obama will address the African Union today in Ethiopia's capital, Addis Ababa, on the last day of his trip to East Africa. He is the first U.S. leader to deliver a speech to the 54-member body. Key issues to dominate the speech are security and action against terrorism. The news was presented by Samuel Essa in Accra.